Hello, this is Hamster.
Hi, Emiliano. This is Stephanie calling from Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for asking. So, by the way, I called in regards to going over or to reviewing your account progress. It's going to take about 10 to 15 minutes. Isn't that a good time? Awesome. All right, so I'll definitely be going over the progress on the account. At the same time, I'll also, or most of the things that will be discussed will be your client dashboard, so we'll go over what resources you have on your client dashboard. So currently, the account is only a few weeks old, and so far, we have already completed optimizing your Google business profile. Facebook business page has been optimized and Facebook ads has started running. Now, call tracking and custom voice greeting have been successfully set up. And for your Google verified campaign, this is actually still in the process, but rest assured once it's successfully ready, we'll definitely be able to run the campaign as well. And then we also have your website successfully set up. So all of these that I have mentioned are what's actually going to be helping you with brand awareness, even online exposure, and getting leads from customers that are actively searching for your services. So, and just going back to the Google Verified campaign, we currently need an updated license that shows a new expiration date. Do you have a copy of that?
I am waiting for the state to send me a copy of it. I have done it. I usually leave it for the last week of March because it expires at the end of the March.
Right.
So I made the payment on it Monday. So sometime by the end of next week, I should have something. So I will send it over to you as soon as I get it.
Wonderful. That would definitely be great, Emiliano. Thank you so much. And then moving on and to further discuss the resources on your client dashboard, as well as to go over some insights. Do you have access to a smartphone right now or maybe your computer?
Yes, I have access to a smartphone.
Awesome. All right, so if you can log into the client dashboard, if you would need the login information, just let me know. I can resend it.
No, I have the local smartphone on my phone directly.
Awesome. All right, let me know once you have that open.
But you said it's the client dashboard? Yeah, it's open.
Okay. All right, so by the way, once you have it open, you should be taken on the homepage of the client dashboard, and the homepage will show you some insights on your active campaigns. You will see any leads that you're receiving from, let's say, your Google Verified campaign, from Facebook ads, from your local SEO, and even the website. So, you will also see in here your business information, the logo, and a link to access the website editor. And then talking about the website, were you able to go over the website, Emiliano, and
yes, I was able to go over it. I took a look at it. Yeah, so it's pretty much a replica of what was there already.
Uh-huh.
So it looks pretty decent. I mean, as I take more photos of jobs, I will send them to you guys, and you guys can adjust them, you know, accordingly.
All right. That will be great. Thank you so much. And anything on the website that you have questions about or that you may want to make updates to?
No, nothing as of now.
Okay, wonderful. So anytime, just let us know, and we'll definitely be glad to make adjustments for you.
Okay.
All right, and then moving on, we do have the leads tab on the client dashboard as well. So if you can please go to the leads tab.
Yes, I'm there.
Alright. And on the leads tab, as you know, our goal is to get you as many leads as possible. And on your leads tab, you will see each lead your business receives from call tracking, your website, Facebook ads, and even your Google Verified campaign. Now,
yeah,
for this call,
unfortunately, right now it's been mostly about apartments. So 95% of the leads are not, obviously, they're not qualified. They're not valid leads.
But if I'm not mistaken, from the recent changes we did on the Facebook ads, let's see, most of the, or technically, it has lessened those calls or inquiries about rentals or housing, right?
Yeah, so in the beginning, and then recently I did mark them. So the ones that I got yesterday, one was out of the country number. The other one, the 9079 ending the phone number, it was not an accurate phone number. So probably the people put their own phone number in. And then the number ending in 9612, I did call. I sent a text message. And there has been no answer yet, so maybe they're at work. Obviously, it's only 2 p.m., so sometimes they don't check their voicemail up until later on. So that one we'll see. But I did have 1, 2, 3, 4. So Baltazar Arturo, that's actually a client that I sent a contract with last year. They just gave me a call back just to see where we stand with the permit process. And then, so I got 1, 2, 3, 4 that are actual leads that I have scheduled and I am giving prices to. So it's good.
All right, which is, yes, I would say it's definitely good, most especially with us starting the optimization within just a few weeks. So this is just a few weeks of results, and we're already getting the visibility. We're already in the rankings as well. But technically, any phone calls that you receive from the call tracking phone number, you'd be able to listen to those calls through the client dashboard. You can block any unwanted leads or calls. Also, you will be able to see text messages on the client dashboard. And then also, whenever someone fills out the form through your website, you'd be able to see those leads in here. Same goes with the one that you received yesterday from James, although you flagged it as no answer yet. But yes, that's an example on how the lead will show on the client dashboard for a website. And technically, for any leads from Google Verified or Facebook ads, you will see in here, you'll also have the option to filter out which type of leads you would want to see. And then talking about the Google ranking as well as the insights, we also do have the Google insights on the client dashboard if you can get to it.
The Google profile actions.
I'm sorry?
It says Google profile actions.
Right, yes, you can click on Google Profile Actions.
Yep.
All right, so as you can see in here, since we started the program, technically it already shows that there has been 558 views on the Google Business Profile. And on those 558 views, 170 rather of those has visited your website, 30 has requested direction, and 6 has tried to call you through the Google Business Profile. But technically, the reason why I let you see this page is so that you'd be able to see the activity on your Google Business Profile as well. At the bottom part, if you scroll down, you should be able to see the keywords, or most of the keywords that are being looked up. That is bringing your business to the search results. Now, speaking of the search results, I did have your ranking check on Google, and currently, these are some of the keywords that are already bringing you to the first page of the search results. That is general contractor, remodeling contractor, home renovation. I'm sorry, this home renovation contractor rather, residential general contractor, commercial general contractor, new home builder, and construction company. Of course, we're definitely going to be seeing more along the way. And then to further discuss, we also have the review tab on your client dashboard. So if you could please go to the reviews. Or do you have any questions regarding the Google Insights, by the way?
No, I just I'll make some requests after after we're done with this.
Okay, that should work. And let me know once you're on the reviews tab, okay?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, wonderful. So on the reviews tab, this page allows you to monitor and even reply to your Google reviews. So as we all know, getting more reviews is very important for your Google business profile to help it rank better. So we strongly recommend that you ask for more reviews. On top of that, as soon as you receive reviews, we also highly recommend to have those reviews responded. Now, with the reviews needing response, we actually have, and if you can see on the dashboard, we actually have the automated reply to the reviews currently enabled on your client dashboard, which means that any reviews that you get will automatically be responded unless you toggle this off and respond to those reviews on your end or personally. So you can always toggle this on and off. And also, another feature that I would like to show you on the client dashboard is that you can, or it gives you three options on how you can request reviews from your client. First one, you see the link, and you can just copy that link, paste it on a text message or an email maybe. You can send it to your clients, and once they click on it, it's going to take them exactly to where they can leave a review on your Google business profile, which is going to save them a lot of time. Because when you look up for businesses on Google, that may show them a lot of businesses. And then another option is to click on the Request Review button. So once you click on Request Review, it's going to ask for your client's phone number, email address, and you can then hit send. It will send them a message with the same link that's going to take them to where they can leave a review for you. Lastly, the newest feature we have, which is the option for you to generate a QR code. So you can just click on QR code, and it should then give you the option to generate your own custom QR code. So that, let's say after you completed a job for a client, you can just have them scan the QR code, and then they can leave a review for you from there.
Okay.
All right. Do you have any questions on this page?
No.
All right, then. Now, if we can move on to the post tab.
Okay.
All right. So moving on to the post tab. And by the way, this is one of our newest features. We are creating weekly recurring posts on behalf of your business. So posts, by the way, are a great way to get attention and real estate on Google. So as we all know, it's also helping with improving optimization. So you can, on this page, you can create your own custom posts or set it to create posts for you automatically. Also, it gives you the option to preview the posts that we have scheduled. You can also edit or delete any scheduled posts anytime on your client dashboard. And then if you scroll down.
Yep.
If you scroll down, you'd be able to see the history of the posts that we have made. So, do you have maybe any questions regarding this page?
No. Nothing as of right now.
All right. Let me just pull up the Facebook ad. We actually have the Facebook ad campaign, or the Facebook ad page. If you can please go to Facebook ads.
Okay. I'm here.
All right. So on this page, you will be able to see the insights on your Facebook ad campaign, showing you as well how much has been spent on your Facebook ad. By the way, at the top right corner, it gives you the option to select the date range. You can check for the last 7 days or 30 days or probably in the past 6 months. But technically, since we started the program, there has already been 223 clicks on the ad, and so far it has already reached 7,379, or it already has been viewed 7,739. And then when you scroll a bit down, you can see how the preview or the Facebook ad looks like. And then you'd also see the target areas in here, as well as the age range that has viewed your ad. So, Emiliano, do you have any questions regarding this page, or do you have any questions regarding how the Facebook ad looked like?
No. So I just have to make one request, if possible. Actually, two.
Mm-hmm.
So
sure.
For the travel distance, to look at the work, I was wondering to keep it as close as possible to 06479.
I'm sorry?
So for the travel distance for the ads?
Uh-huh.
So to keep it as close as possible to 06479. I don't know if it's if it has to be adjusted. Like, I do service over Connecticut, but sometimes I've noticed that, like, the dots end up being too far from one another. I've had a tough time the past week or so, going in one place to work and then going all the way in the other side of the state to take a look at a job. So, like, when you do the ads, would you be able to, I don't know how it works, like, to keep it maybe within a 15-mile radius, possibly, of 06479?
Let me check here. Let me just check and verify if that's something that we can do. Please allow me a bit.
Yep, that's fine.
Thank you. Just a moment here, please. All right, and just to confirm, you want it to be within 15-mile radius, 15-1-5?
What do you have right now? What's the radius right now, or is it by the towns?
It's actually per the cities. So currently the target areas that we have is Capital Planning Region, Cheshire, Connecticut, Farmington, Litchfield, New Haven County, Northwest Hills Planning Region, Plantsville, Salisbury, and Southington.
So those two regions, what areas do those two regions cover? Maybe that's those are the regions that are throwing me off.
We have Capital Planning Region and Northwest Hills Planning Region.
Okay, and what part of Connecticut is that?
Let me go ahead and check for you.
It was Capital Planning Region?
Capital Planning Region, yes.
Okay, it's around Hartford. Okay, so okay. Will you be able to take that one off?
Let me just check really quick.
Yeah,
so
I see
we'll be taking
it goes Manchester, Enfield. I mean, there's some towns in there that I like, but it goes too far.
Mm-hmm.
I service the area. No, yeah, it's I do service the area, but it's like I have select clientele in the far corners of Connecticut that only deal with me. So.
All right. So just to confirm, are we going to be removing Capital Planning Region only in Facebook ads, or is it going to be removed from your service areas in your Google listing as well?
So it's only going to be removed from the Facebook ads.
Okay. Only on Facebook ads. Let me take
yeah.
note of that.
Right and then what was the other region?
The other region is Northwest Hills Planning Region.
Northwest Hills Planning Region.
Mm-hmm.
This one can stay.
And are we going to be keeping this?
Yes.
All right. So with us keeping Northwest Hills Planning Region and removing Capital Planning Region, does that mean that we're going to keep the target areas instead of setting it to 15-mile radius?
Yeah, we can keep the target areas, yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Sorry.
No worries. All right, so we'll be keeping the target areas. No other changes to be done on Facebook ads aside from removing Capital Planning Region.
And what is my monthly spend, my monthly budget spend on Facebook?
Monthly budget on Facebook is $100.
I thought we updated that a little bit.
Oh, right, yes. I apologize. That has been increased to $300. I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right. So, yes,
so, yeah,
that was increased to $300 per month. And you will be able to see your ad spending or transparency on your budget on the campaign management of the client dashboard.
Okay.
Also, by the way, you have the option on the campaign management, you have the option to either pause the ad or add more to the budget.
Okay.
But, of course, if you prefer us doing that for you, you can always give us a call or send us
a message. No, I'd rather give you a call if I have anything to adjust. I don't want to mess anything up.
I see. I understand. No worries. That should always work as well. And then, I would also like to discuss the business info page on the client dashboard. So business info, from the tab name itself, business info, it shows, it actually shows any information in regards to your business. At the same time, if you scroll down, this may be something that you've already visited, Emiliano, but if you scroll down, this is going to show you photos that you have regarding your business. It also allows you to upload photos, documents, and even your logo. So anything that you'd like for us to use on your listings, you can just upload through the client's dashboard's business info. Okay?
Okay.
And by the way, just a reminder that since all of your platforms are being optimized, that means it's going to benefit you with more online presence. And more online presence can definitely result in all types of calls, service requests, and even competitors. So any solicitor calls or text messages that come from companies that claim to be Google or companies like Townsquare and OlliOlli, please know that if they request extra money to verify or complete your Google business profile, those are scam calls, and you should hang up to those immediately.
Yeah, like typically don't pick up at all.
Right. Because, I mean, Google will never be calling you in regards to your listing, just to set expectations. At the same time, yes, they will actually just try to get you into business with them. And then if you, just in case you get to pick up those calls and have any questionable requests, then you can always give us a call before you respond to those.
Okay.
All right. And lastly, I just want to remind you that we have incentives when you refer business to us. So technically, you will get a free month of our local SEO services when you get to refer business. I'll send you an email with the details for the incentives program.
Okay.
All right. And Emiliano, please do look out for emails and text messages with updates from Local Splash. We will for sure continue to optimize your campaigns to get you more leads. And please make sure to check your dashboard, as there will be a lot of resources for you. And should there be anything, please feel free to give us a call or send us a message. We'd be glad to help and assist. But as of the moment, do you maybe have any questions or anything else that I can assist you with?
No, that is it.
All right, then. Emiliano, thank you so much once again for choosing Local Splash and for taking the time to speak with me today.
Thank you.
Thank you. You have a great rest of the day, Emiliano.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.